Coach, great having you. How's your summer going?
It's great to be here. Love talking to a fellow New Englander. And summer's been great. My first experience with the team was going abroad on an international trip. So we went to Portugal, Spain, and Morocco, then came back, hit the ground running for recruiting, have a little two-week shutdown for recruiting. So now trying to get life organized before I make the move across the country.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to hit rewind for a bit because I was doing my math. And so you're from New Hampshire. You were here from 09, graduated in 2012. We had a football coach here from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
A coach with the Wildcats. I'm just curious as to your interactions or kinship maybe with Chip Kelly.
What a time to be at Oregon under the Chip Kelly era. How grateful am I to have been there for, you know, it was so fun. And I feel so grateful to have been there at a time that it was so exciting. Oregon got on the map. Everyone's like, wow, Oregon, this Oregon football. And I felt lacrosse. We were like, let's make a name for ourselves as well. So it just really added this extra edge of competitiveness and excitement around all sports at Oregon.
You know, you mentioned it just now, but you know, there are some interesting first time meeting stories, and you and this team certainly have one. So kind of elaborate that European trip, where you got to play, being able to spend time with your team the first time, and just, I would imagine, just a remarkable experience.
Oh, remarkable. I get full body chills that this is my first experience with them. I met them in JFK Airport, and then we flew to London, then flew to Portugal, and we played the Team England team out there. So we had a practice on a Friday with a cohesive practice with the team, and then we played on Saturday. We lost Saturday, and then Sunday we hit the ground running, and we beat Team England, and that was our first win together. And it was really cool to be there with seniors as their last game ever, and some of them will never, you know, play again. And so their last game, you know, not many people can say that they've won their last game ever unless you win a national championship. So really special for that group of girls to have won abroad. And it was such a fun experience to really get to know them as humans first, to really personalize each other before being like, hey, I'm your coach and just your coach. So it was really unique and special and magical to kind of just get to know them on a whole deeper level without just lacrosse and coach person.
Yeah, for folks who want to check it out, the Women in Flight, there's some really cool videos. It just seemed like an awesome experience. So as somebody from Jersey, I lived in Philly for a bit, then I relocated here 33 years ago. So I'm curious, as your high school career was winding down in a part of the country where lacrosse is a more rooted sport, what was so appealing to you that you headed west to play then for Coach Jen Beck?
Yeah, I grew up in a family where they're always like, go far, go try, go experience somewhere new. So I had that support of my family. It also helped having a twin sister to fly across the country
right
with and not do it alone. But we went out and visited Oregon. We went, you know, did the whole official visit, and we just were blown away. Like, this is what the West Coast life is like. It was such a no-brainer to go out there after, you know, meeting the coaching staff, meeting the players on the team, and seeing the school is just, it's such a special place, and you feel it as soon as you step onto that campus.
You know, when people tell me to go far, I take it differently. I'm proud of you for taking it in the right light. Talking with Oregon lacrosse coach Jess Drummond on Twitter, her handle is at Jess Drummond. So when you first became a Duck, the program was kind of in its infancy, I think fourth year. What do you remember about those early days, kind of being part of something pretty new and helping grow such a great sport that a lot of folks might not have been all that familiar with?
Yeah, and I think for us, like everyone, we were just out there, and at that time it was MPSF conference, and we were playing, it was like Stanford was undefeated, and so we just knew like Cal and Stanford were our top dogs to have to play in Denver as well, and so, you know, it was such a grind every year. You know, I think we lost them a couple years, and then finally that junior, senior year, we made progress, and we ended up winning the conference tournament for the first time ever, and I think that's when we beat Stanford and Denver twice in one year, which is just crazy for at that time, which was really exciting. And so it's really kind of unique and special for me to kind of go back with this little competitive edge in the Pac-12 now. So, yeah.
And, of course, now you become a rarity, an alum. You spent time in the Ivy League, more recently, as I said, at Vermont, and now back where you were an all-conference performer. I know I've heard Rob talk about how stoked he is to have you at the helm. What could you tell us about that whole process that has led you back to Eugene to take over the program?
This is my dream job. I can't even believe that I'm actually get to say out loud that I am the head coach for Oregon Women's Lacrosse. It's a dream come true. I knew I was never really going to apply or look for anything unless it was this position. And so I just went in like full force, super confident that I can take this program back to where it can be and make it a nationally known team for lacrosse. And so it just was a no-brainer. I'm like, this is a full circle, such a special place, means so much to me that I just feel so much pride being able to lead this program and care for it in a different role than just being an alumni.
Continue with lacrosse coach Jess Drummond. You know, speaking of great players who are now in the coaching profession, one of the first thing you did is hire your lead assistant. So for folks not familiar, what could you tell us about Carolyn Carrera, who was, you know, all-conference elite defender playing for you at Vermont?
What a stud. She is such a confident young woman. And, you know, yes, she just graduated and she's young, but she carries herself in such a mature way that it was just her and I have worked so well together for the past 5 years at Vermont and just have that sense of hard work, drive, and competitive edge that, you know, she came to my office. She's like, I want to be the best. And I was like, I'm going to make you the best. We're going to do this. And so for her to know that how special Oregon means to me, she was like, I will come out there and we're going to make Oregon the best. And so it just has that unique, special dynamic between her and I of being such a stud defender and, you know, nationally ranked defender in the country with caused turnovers and ground balls and just being a stud 1v1 defender that it was just, to me, a no-brainer to bring someone who has this, you know, great, great, great background, understands the game, knows the love, and really has that drive to win to bring her on staff to instill that into our program as well.
Now, every time I talk lacrosse, I always say, we have to take a moment to put on our marketing hats because while it's been here for almost two decades, not everybody's familiar from the skill set, be it cradling. I've always explained to people, I could talk to you about it all I want, but when you get out and see it, you get it. So kind of explain the brilliance of this sport.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes people think of men's lacrosse, when they think of lacrosse, they're like, oh, what a tough, brutal sport. And I'm like, I feel like women's lacrosse, we're tough, but we also have such a finesse to how we play the sport. There's a lot of thought in lacrosse IQ that goes into behind of running an offense, running a defense. You know, you've got to be very strategic against these schools that, you know, have the same stick skills. You know, you've got to figure out how to, you know, defend a top offense in the country. And so there's just a lot of strategy that goes on behind the scenes that makes this sport so beautiful of like when you put it into play, you see it happen, you get those wins. That makes that just so you can't walk away without smiling on a field of a big, big win like that.
You know, I mentioned your first hire. I want to talk about your first recruit who's been playing for you at Vermont the last few seasons. I am going to let you correctly pronounce her last name, but what could you tell us about Abby G and all she brings west?
Abby Jasevich. She is an all-around awesome human being. She is very similar to Cece. She worked really hard, you know, someone who didn't see a lot of play time until her senior year. Knew the grind, knew the work, was in my office every day. We did weekly sessions of film. She'd call me over summer break and be like, hey, can we do some film over this? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take advantage of whatever you want to do. I will help you on the volunteer way. And so she is going to be just an outstanding player. And I'm thrilled for her. I do not think she's reached her peak as a lacrosse player. And so I'm even more excited that she'll have two extra years from COVID and then a red shirt to be able to continue to reach her peak as a lacrosse player. And bring such an incredible leadership style to Oregon.
Yeah, obviously as an upperclassman. A couple final thoughts for Coach Drummond about this team. We know every coach has a style of play, up-tempo in football, full court pressure in basketball. How would you describe the style of play we'll see when your team finally hits Pape this winter?
Yeah, I want it to be obvious that they work hard, that they love the game, they're playing with each other, they're enjoying the sport. And that's just where I wanted to feel like you watch our team and you're like, they care for each other. They're supported by one another and they're going to work their butts off. That's how I am as a person. I'm going to cheer for you. I'm going to celebrate you. I'm going to celebrate every little thing. And so when you're at our games, I want you to feel that sense of camaraderie.
The last thing I want to get to is probably something you've only heard 18 trillion times the last week and a half. But you wake up one day and it's like, wait, Oregon is going to be in the Big Ten? Jess, you only get one chance to kind of make a first impression. So I just got to ask you, when you heard the news, what was the first thing that went through your head?
I was like, wow, Oregon lacrosse is going to be in the Big Ten. It's one of the best conferences in the country for women's lacrosse. So not only now do we get to develop a team, but now compete with some of the top programs in the country.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just wrapping my head around this. Remember, I'm old enough. I date to the Pac-8, so it's a bit of a shock. Folks, she's Jessica Drummond, new coach of your Duck lacrosse team. Follow along on Twitter with Jess using @JessDrummond for the program at Oregon WLAX. Hey, Jess, great having you. Enjoy the rest of the summer. And, of course, as the season approaches, look forward to talking and getting folks ready. But travel safe, and I really appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. This is awesome. Can't wait for more chats.
All right. Have a good one. What a very spirited, uplifting conversation. I remember Jess when she was a player on that 2012 team. I really enjoyed that. Hope you did, too. That brings us to break time. We'll be back with an update, then wrap up the 4 o'clock hour next, 95.3 The Score.